KFW, it's Tina and
Luna
with Real Dallas Properties, and we are bringing you another episode of
The Real Dallas Life.
Today we have a special guest with us, our friend
Eric here.
And today we are going to be talking about our five favorite Dallas local hotspots. And we are also going to get to know a little bit more about Eric and what he's done and why he's here in Dallas now. And
Yeah.
It. Our relationship, why we're here in Dallas.
Take it away, Eric. Who are you?
Well, my name is Eric Warfield. Recently here in Dallas, 5 years. Former Kansas City Chiefs player, but I'm an old guy, so I don't think I'm one of those young cats. But I've recently met Tina, and we've got a good friendship going, so they've started a podcast, and I've come on to join, help out, and kind of, I guess, explain some of the things in my life. Yep.
So kickstarting our five favorite things in Dallas, number one is the Uptown area. Uptown is the hotspot of Dallas, I would say. Mm-hmm. It's probably the most desirable area to live in. Beautiful apartments, super walkable, delicious food, tons to do, great nightlife. I mean, honestly, it has it all right there. So personally, my favorite thing in all of Uptown is probably Clyde Warren Park. This is a great free public park right in the middle of the city. It's kind of like actually a really unique concept.
Yeah,
I've never been really to a city where they have like a park just like it's right so on top open. Of the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a ton of food trucks.
Yeah. It's packed lately it too. Is. It's like
I live in the Uptown area, so I love it. It's great for both young and old. Like you said, it's an uppity kind of area, so yeah. You don't get a lot of the, I mean, you do and you don't get a lot of the noise from party life, but it's a really nice area, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, how does it compare to, like, other cities you've lived in?
So most other cities, I've been in the suburbs, and this is the first time I've lived directly in, like, the hub of something, mm-hmm. And the best part for me of Uptown is that it's where I'm at, all the highways are like really convenient to get to. Airports are really close. You have Love and you have VFW, so everything is easily accessible. Downtown has a lot to offer and is right there next to it. So one of my favorite spots in Uptown is the Katy Trail, and
it's like Uptown
3 miles.
It's
Uptown
like,
plus.
It's like how many miles now? It's like
it's a little over. Three and a half, I think.
Wow.
But it's good for some people like me who can't run, don't like to exercise, so I just get on the trail and walk back and forth, get my get my steps in.
I've never been there, but...
You've never been to the
Katy Trail? It is super popular.
How can you call yourself a Dallasite?
Hey, you know...
My favorite thing is to walk for like a mile, and then you get to the ice house. And it's like
stopping.
So like busy, and there's like the misters everywhere, and the
good
burgers
summer.
Are so good. The chicken sandwiches to die for.
You get some great views of Dallas though when you walk in the trails. You see a lot of the skylines.
I didn't know that. He's like, it's about the exercise. I'm like, I just walk to get to the food.
I'm here for the food.
Yeah, literally. And then you're so full and you had to walk back. You're like, dang, my car's a mile away.
Shame.
With your to-go box.
Oh, my God.
Let's get to walk off the food, though.
Yeah. True.
Balance.
I love the Mavericks games. And mm-hmm. So that's just a...
Everything's like a hop and a skip from Uptown.
Yeah. I really don't need a car. So just...
Bringing us to our next point, which is the Uptown Trolley, which I think is really cool. And a lot of people don't even realize that about Dallas, that we have a free trolley system mm-hmm. called the M Line that goes all through Uptown all the way to downtown. So you can literally hop on the schedules just online. And
you can hop off and go have some lunch, and then you can get to the next stop. It's just like taking the bus, but free.
Yeah.
And I've had some friends that actually reserved that thing for a party.
Yeah.
So they had a DJ and a bar on there.
Yeah,
so,
that's a really cool concept. It's like a like 2-hour ride all through the loop, and you could drink and stuff like that. It's a cool concept.
And lately we've been seeing here in Deep Ellum, they have a party bike that you can actually jump on, and you're pedaling as you're drinking, and you're not driving, but someone else is, so it's great.
That brings us to number two, which is Deep Ellum.
Yes, Deep
Ellum. Take it away, Tina.
Is the heart of Dallas here. We have a lot of, to us, basically.
Because where our office is based, so we love Deep Ellum.
There's a lot of great spots to eat at, rooftop patios for happy hour. So when you're having a long day in real estate, go take a drink. Have fun.
Yeah, I think Deep Ellum is like known for rooftops because it has a really good skyline view. Tons of good food, serious pizza. Oh my God, the pizza's like as big as this table. It's huge.
So I haven't heard of that. I haven't been.
Really? Oh my gosh.
You have to go.
It's so good. Like, it's been closed for like,
COVID. So it's not open now? So
it's open now.
Just reopened.
I can go up for
yes.
lunch?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you can get it by the slice.
Yeah. So our office is based out of Deep Ellum. So we have a lot of great spots here that you can go and have a drink, eat lunch, dinner. For a great breakfast spot right across the street from us. It's called the All Good Cafe. It's so good. It is a tiny little, like, old school diner. Like, when I go in there, I feel like I'm in that 70s show.
Yeah.
It's really
cute.
They
just shot a movie right there, too.
Yeah, Jessica Alba. She produced a film here. Yeah. Or it's going to be a movie, I guess, or season. I don't remember what they said, but they were literally filming right here in the street.
We were like, it's good enough for her, it's good enough for us. And we went like the next day.
At Deep Ellum's that all day place. Like, you come out here and there's tons of tourists and people walking around in the daytime. And you can grab lunch here at nice restaurants, continue with hot dinner spots. And if you're really in the mood, they have some of the best nightlife here. So,
for sure, I really do.
Like, it's just one of those all day spots.
Like, packed from morning to night.
Yeah.
Especially on the weekends. I mean, brunch is great out here. I would say Dallas is huge on brunch.
Yeah.
I haven't really lived other places, so I guess I can't really speak on that. But I just feel like we brunch more than, like, anyone.
Literally. And Sunday Funday is, like, the best here. I mean, there's Bottle Blonde, Citizen. You just hop around from bar to bar, and it's a fun day all day until, like,
all
9 o'clock.
Tops.
And you realize, oh, my God, it's 9, and I'm already drunk. So then it's time to go back to bed and get back to work Monday.
We have Zatar, which is, like, a hookah spot. So there's really, like, some of everything. There's alcohol-infused popsicles down the street. I mean, like, literally anything you could think of.
Beignets. They have beignets in Dallas.
Yeah.
Isn't that a French thing? Right. Another great spot we have that it's like a huge thing in our skyline is the Reunion Tower. So when you come to Dallas, you've never been here, you'll see this huge ball in the sky and you're like, what is that thing? Well, that place, you can actually go inside. You can have dinner at the very top. So if you're scared of heights, I don't know if you want to check it out.
It spins too.
Yeah, as you're eating, the room will actually move, but it's really, really slow, so you won't get sick or anything. But if you do get up to go to the restroom, when you come back, you're not in the same place. So it's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny.
And it's Wolfgang Puck. So,
It's so great food.
It's like Asian fusion, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then also, if you want to just take the kids there for a day, they can actually check out the view. And it's like midway up, and you kind of, I really don't know exactly the details, but I know you can like walk around with the kids and they can do it like a little.
It's like an observation
deck. Yeah. So it's great for the kids as well. So
I was going to say, like, the skyline, I don't know who's in control of it, but I think they do a good job of like certain themes because it's like 4th of July, like they kind of put
red,
it into the skyline.
They do. And, they communicate.
Yeah, they do
like
a good job.
Hotel.
Yeah. It's really pretty.
Yeah, I think the Reunion Tower is one of those things that, like, if you live here, you like kind of forget about it as like being an attraction.
Right, because we're not tourists.
Yeah, I think I've been one time, and then it was like, it was really cool, but it's just like, oh, yep, that's Reunion Tower, no big deal. But then I see people, like, when I'm driving by, like, pointing at it, like, oh, my God. So definitely something you should check out if you're new to the area.
Or even if you've lived here.
Yeah.
Just cool. You can't live here.
I think the tickets are, like, $20 to go up to the observation.
Yeah. And you can do, like, a great birthday dinner there, celebrate, whatever.
Unique experience, for sure.
Dallas is there's a lot of money in this city, and you don't really get to see a lot of the stars or not stars as in like the stars players, but like the big name people here. And for the most part, if you do see them, they're, to me, I usually see them at the Mavericks games. So it's, I love the games. I'm a basketball fan. I love that they brought Luka in and what he's done for the team. He's a big attraction.
Killing it.
So it makes it popular. So again, it's like, I just enjoy the vibe that it gives. So you feel like, and you don't see a lot of the athletes around town. I mean, you might see a couple of Cowboys players here or there.
Yeah.
For the most part, you don't see like the big name people here.
And if you do see them, it's like in the most low key way. Yeah. You know, it's on accident. It's not like they're out trying to like showboat or any kind of way. You see them at like Eatsies picking up a sandwich.
Yeah. Like casual clothes, relaxed.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. But the American Airlines Center alone, it's so nice.
It's a nice arena. Yeah.
It attracts a lot of traffic, so people love being there, having fun with their friends and family. So.
And then that Victory Park area right around it is made for like after the game. Mm-hmm. You can just literally hop right over to go get a drink and dibs or like anywhere in that area. It's super nice, super fun.
Yeah.
So we want to thank you guys today for tuning in with us for another episode of The Real Dallas Life. Stay tuned for more episodes to come.
And a big special thank you to Eric for being able to be a guest on our show. Dallas loves you.
I love you, Dallas.